Hi everyone, thanks for coming. My name is Yaolin Chen, and this research is actually on the leading researcher is Dr. James Farmer, and along with Dr. Charles Chancellor, we are part of School of Public Health from Indiana University, and we are actually from Department of Recreation, Parks, and Tourism Studies. So we are talking about disparities in minority representation among farmers market participants. I have no relation to disclose. And actually, this research is actually funded by Indiana Department of Agriculture. So here are some overviews. So I'm going to do some introduction and background details, followed by methods, and do some results. I'm talking about a model market, and then discussion of findings and implication, and in the end, we would have some conclusion and some final thoughts. Why farmers market? So among the most common venue for local sustainable food, farmers market has been a very common venue for local food system. And also, farmers market actually offer face-to-face interaction and actually offer to remedy social inequity and access issue. There's been a couple of research that's been done by scholars. One more thing, farmers market continue to increase in numbers. Actually, from 1994 to 2012, in the past 18 years, it's actually increased by 450%. So this chart is actually wanted to highlight this major growth for farmers market. So when you think about in back to late 60s or early 70s, there are actually 455 farmers market throughout the whole United States. So again, this is a very exponential growth for farmers market. So actually we're using mixed method, sequential embedded design for this methods. So in phase one, we do some in-depth interview for farmers market participants, doing a telephone interview, and also do some literature review. Then we had this called phenomenological analysis, and this is actually using three-step coding system. So then we find some emerging thing. And then we have this phase two methodology doing. So we're using phase two to result and just develop a couple different tool instrument questionnaire. Actually, those questionnaires for farmers market participant and non-farmers market participant. And actually, we have CSA participant as well. But in this study, we only focus on the farmers market participant. And then in phase two, we do some descriptive and statistic analysis. So again, for this study, we focus on the phase two result, so in the blue color. So let's talk about a little our result of our study. So this is the map of Indiana. So we kind of pin those yellow pin through the 12 farmers market we randomly choose from Indiana. Actually, we have 132 farmers market in Indiana. So we actually set up the booth. We went to four of the farmers market. We set up a booth, and we trying to hand out the questionnaire for them and wanted them to fill it out at the spot. And then, because some of the days, we collect the data at 2010 in summer. Sometimes, some of the days, they were 90 and over 100 degrees. It was really hot. So we just have this questionnaire and give them this envelope they can mail back, because we think that would be really increase our response rate. So 51.7 for farmers market participants. Response rate. And also we purchased for the resident list for the non-farmers market participant using Delman four steps method. So using this units for Delman method to mail out those our questionnaire, and the response rate is 15.6%, and it's fairly average for this Delman method. Okay, so let's go on to some results. So here is some demographic information. So for farmers market participants, the average age is 51. For non-participants, it's about 51, and more females. So for the household size, for farmers market, 2.47, it's kind of equally distributed for farmers market and non-farmers market participant. So that's one more thing interesting, see the percentage of without children at home. So as you can see, 71.7% of participant of farmers market participant didn't have children at home. So that's kind of an interesting numbers over here. And then we're looking at resident setting. So most people live in suburban, followed by urban and rural area. So then we see this education breakdown. So for farmers market participants, there are 37.3 participants have graduate degree. And for non-farmers market participants, there are only 13.5. People have graduate degree. That's actually more kind of average for Indiana stats. So for relational status, most folks are they are married and followed by single, and it's a relatively smaller portion of the folks who claim they have live with a partner. So okay, that's the next ethnicity representation. So it's for farmers market participants, it's 90% of Caucasian, and 88% of non-farmers market people are Caucasian. So just that you know, Indiana stats, we have 82% of Caucasian in Indiana. So for income level, for farmers market, it's 26.4%. They had income over 90,000. It's almost more than 20, a quarter of people. And actually, in Indiana stats, the average of Indiana income for 2010 is actually 48,000. So as you can see, the farmers market participant actually more than half of the farmers market participant actually they made their income is actually above the Indiana average income. So again, for non-farmers market participants, their income, their distribution, income of distribution is more lined up with Indiana, the overall stats. So, and then we kind of pick up a model market. It's actually at 30th Street and Meridian in Indianapolis downtown. So as you can see the image, there is two buildings here. They're actually a church, because this farmer's market is actually run by a church. So as you can see the image, the church is pretty huge, so they got a lot of parking spaces, and they got gymnasium in the back and some green spaces and playgrounds. And they run this farmers market through May to October every Thursday evening from 4:30 to 6:30. And they actually take this week voucher, and the week voucher from 20 different zip codes. Then the church actually gave $4,000 each money in matching this week fund. So there's one thing very interesting about this model of farmers market, because this farmers market is in an intersection of two types of neighborhood. What two kinds of this neighborhood? One is a gentrified neighborhood, and the other one is a neighborhood known for a high level of poverty and crime. So in Indianapolis, in the north part, it's usually known as more high level of poverty and crime. So this farmers market is actually in a interesting, it's not totally different to neighborhood geographically. And so using chi-square analysis, significant difference exists among education, race, social connectivity level, and the income of this 38 Meridian, our model market, and other Indiana farmers market. So again, I wanted to highlight the first point and the last point. So actually, this farmers market is run by a church, which is not very common. And the last point is that this farmers market is actually geographically is actually in the two very different neighborhoods. Okay, so this is we think there might be something to do with this religiosity participant. So taking a look at religious service for farmers market participant and non-farmers market participant, there are actually not that different in terms of this percentage. So as you can see this on the map of United States, the southeastern part in the Utah, there are actually more than 54% people that go to church one or more than once every week. So this is this map. So we do some discussion over here. So demographic finding reflect other research. Again, so farmers market is actually more traditionally Caucasian upper middle level their events. So take Indianapolis as an example. So in Indianapolis, usually north part and a little bit east side, it's kind of more level, high level poverty and crime. And the other side, suburban, is upper middle class. So most of the farmers market is actually located at those Caucasian dominated and upper middle level areas. So the second point is farmers market participants. There are actually 78% had friends and 36% have co-workers who shop at the farmers market. So we think this might be interesting of social connectivity aspect because they know someone intimately and they shop at the farmers market. And the privilege. So we found that the privilege is not just like socioeconomic status. So it might be included variables acting as in currency, so such as race, but gender, ethnicity, sexuality, leadership skill, birth classes, and etc. So so again, demographic data supports that the farmers market in this study are place and space of privilege. So we got a couple of some implication. I'm gonna run through this real quick. So this study, participants continue to reflect privilege class for farmers market in our study. So one more thing we want to highlight is that we think a church will be very nice platform and channel for operating this farmers market because they have a place, they have space, and they already have structure, organization. So our model market for 38th Street Meridian, it was actually operated by a church. So because church, they have a lot of outreach program because kind of fitted in the spectrum of their mission. So I think this we think the farmers market would be a very good outreach, community outreach program for them. So further research should consider farmers market point where various types of population are juxtaposed geographically in the role of church in farmers market and local outreach. Okay, so we're gonna do some acknowledgement here. Thank you for Andrew, Sarah, Michael, DeVore, and other our farmers market CSA participants. So yeah, that's it. Thank you. Yeah, so there is a contact information over there. Before taking any questions, I just say one more thing real quick, because I was not raised and grown up in here, United States. So I actually learned a lot from the study for farmers market because this totally different concept from where I am. because obviously we have too much farmers market. I'm from Taiwan. It's actually a small island next to China. So we actually have a lot of farmers market. And so I didn't know I'm actually privileged people here. So it's just different, this food culture from here and where I'm from. Yes, please. The non-participant, we mailed out and then they will identify themselves if they don't shop at farmers market. So that's why we identify them as non-farmers market participant. Oh, that's for farmers market participant. If you have any more questions, I will hear until the end. Thank you.